Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
That's Roxette with The Look. We're playing all music today from Sweden. It's the first day, Jack, of our Music of the World theme that we're going to be running all month.
I like the idea, music from the world. I think the band and the guys we're talking to, REO, are going to hit on a big world tour here coming up.
That's outstanding. Jack Oliver from Classic Hits 103.7 KEYN joining us for this interview with Neil Dowdy, a founding member and current member of REO Speedwagon. They'll be in Newkirk, Oklahoma, playing the First Council Casino on May 3rd. Neil, how's it going? Where are you this afternoon?
It's going great. I'm at home right now, and I live in sunny Arizona. And right now, my dogs are chewing up my coffee cup, so that's always a nice little tradition around the house.
Very good.
How many coffee cups do you go through in a week?
Paper cup. Well, I actually ordered a lot of cardboard cups like they have at Starbucks or something, because I got so used to drinking coffee that way that now it's the only way I can do it. I've got like a cabinet full of stacks of paper coffee cups. So
now I was going to say, Neil, you don't go wash them out afterwards, right? You do just toss them, right? So your dogs can have them.
I let the dogs chew them up, and then I put them in the recycling bin.
There you go. Neil Dowdy, our guest from REO Speedwagon. You've been on this ride called REO Speedwagon now for over 50 years. I imagine that's got to, I'm sure that's sunk in by now, but it has to continue to amaze you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, what amazes me is walking out on stage and seeing so many people. I mean, I am honestly grateful for that. That I can still do this. And I mean, we're all healthy. Nobody wants to retire. And as long as people show up, we get to do this. So it's up to the fans when I ever retire and hang out by the pool. But as long as people keep showing up, we'll be there.
Well, Neil, you got started, of course, playing the keyboards with the band, and you are the original founder of the band in reality. When you started, how did you get to play the Hammond B3? Did you start with the piano, or did you start with the keyboards on the Hammond?
Well, I mean, we started in 67, where there was not really any instrument that you could carry around that sounded like a B3 or a piano. But as we got a little bit more, got enough road crew to carry a Hammond organ up the stairs, we bought one. I mean, that's the Les Paul of keyboards. You'll have to explain to people later what that means. But you know, Les Paul guitar, that's the standard, and I think of a B3. You know, it's made out of wood and it's distorted, and so it's the closest thing to a guitar sound that a keyboard player can ever do. And now we carry it everywhere, have for a long time.
Well, Neil, when they picked up those Leslie speakers, I kind of remember those, it seemed like around 66, 67, 8, everybody had to have one, and now even some guitar players plug into the Leslies.
Yep, I had Leslie speaker cabinets before I had a B3. Because almost any synthesizer that could make an okay organ sound, if you put it through a Leslie, it sounded really good. So we bought one of those before we ever had enough crew to carry around a B3. And this goes way back, you know. So, it's funny. When I started, I had never played keyboards in a band. I had no idea what I was doing. And now I know some of what I'm doing. But I always say having your own style, it comes from working around your limitations. Therefore, I have a lot of style.
Neil Dowdy, our guest from REO Speedwagon, he's the keyboard player. He's been in the band since it formed in 1967. So you play an instrument, the keyboards and the piano, that are always, you can hear those in the song. Those are very distinctive. They make a song a little bit more unique. So what's your favorite song to play of REO Speedwagon's, especially, I guess, in a live show like you'll have on May 3rd at the First Council Casino?
Well, my favorite piano song is Can't Fight This Feeling, because get the show off a little with just me and Kevin at for the first verse. And on organ, I got to say Roll With The Changes. That's a song that gets everybody in the building standing up and, coming toward the stage. I kind of lucked out because I ended up with a group of bandmates that liked keyboards, and they liked keyboard solos. And I probably get more keyboard solos than most other classic rock keyboard players. And it was just because they liked them. So I get plenty of times in the show when I get the show off.
Okay, I got to ask. We're talking about the piano, et cetera, et cetera. How did you come up with the name, You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Tuna Fish? Tuna Fish.
Tuna
how
Fish.
Did, how and why? I want to know the story behind that.
Well, I think it's from an old movie, like the Marx Brothers or something. But a friend of ours, we were at a party one night, and probably susceptible to any kind of a suggestion.
See, I like these stories. I like these ones.
I won't say why, but we didn't have any idea what to call the album, and a friend of ours just mentioned that, and he was very sure. He was absolutely sure that would make the album do well. And like I say, we were all loosened up and wanting some ideas, and so we used it. and we've never given him credit for it, but he doesn't care. He thinks he's the mastermind behind REO Speedwagon.
So, Neil, when you put this band together back in 1967, I guess what was your idea? You weren't thinking 52 years ahead, but what in the immediate term, what were you hoping to accomplish? What were you hoping to, I guess, achieve creatively? And just what was the thinking? And has it kind of panned out the way you would have imagined it back then?
Well, we were all in at University of Illinois, and most of us in engineering curriculums, which are very difficult at the University of Illinois. They really expect you to, pay attention and do your homework. So we were doing that for a while. And then we decided we would start a little band purely for fun, to just play in campus bars. U of I had a lot of campus bars. And every weekend we'd just go play some songs. We were playing songs by the Doors and the Beatles and Hendrix and all that stuff. And a lot of people, there was no internet yet, and a lot of people hadn't heard all of those songs, and they thought that they were our songs. So you know, we were doing Light My Fire before it was ever on the radio. So basically, we had the best set list in town. So we developed this huge following. And within 1 or 2 years, we had just like, we were not invited to come back to the University of Illinois anymore because we were so busy with the band. And, you know, really, it wasn't until then that we thought, well, maybe we should do this for a living since we aren't going to be engineers anymore. And just very gradually going in the right direction. We didn't know how far it would go. It took over 10 years before we finally had a really big album with High Infidelity. But we kept selling enough records that the record label stayed with us and kept, you know, paying for more records to be made. And we spent many years opening for really big bands like the Doobie Brothers and the Eagles. And you know, I used to call us the most famous backup band in the world, or opening act. And but there is something I have been wanting to tell you. I know you're doing music from Sweden.
Yes.
Today. Yes. Well, one of the last times we were over there, we played at what is all probably one of the biggest rock festivals in the world. It's a Sweden Rock Fest. And that was just great. So
that's awesome.
Say hi to everybody in Sweden for me.
We shall.
Well, Neil, you guys have traveled all over the world, and it seems like each and every summer you guys hook up with maybe a Chicago, you know, it's maybe one of the other big bands out there, and you always do a big summer tour. Where do you like to go besides the United States where the fans just go crazy for you?
Oh, well, we do pretty well over in England and Europe. We do really well in South America because they really like those ballads. And they have some tremendous bands down there. You know, we've done shows where we were actually the headliner, but there were bands from South America playing first, and they were just so good, and their ballads were so beautiful. So that, you know, it was obvious why they liked us down there. And in fact, we played a huge festival in Chile with 60,000 people, and we were voted the favorite band in the entire festival by, wow. You know, and seeing people who didn't even speak English on a regular basis singing along with every song, all the lyrics from seeing that from 60,000 people very far from home, that one of the best things that I've gone through.
Neil Dowdy, our guest, wrapping up with him, and they will play in Newkirk, Oklahoma on May 3rd, Seven Clans Casino First Council down there in Oklahoma. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about your favorite piano songs in rock and roll in general, piano-based songs. I doubt you're living in envy with the career that you've had with REO Speedwagon, but are there piano songs that you listen to and have admiration for? We lose Neil? Guess we lost Neil.
I guess he didn't like that question.
He did not like that question.
He likes his piano songs, and that's it.
Doesn't want to talk about anybody else's piano tunes.
I guess.
Piano tunes. Get it? Piano tunes. No. No?
It's way over my head.
It's all
gone.
It's okay.
I would have loved.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate that.
Because we were doing last week, or a couple weeks ago, we were going to do top 10 piano songs, piano intros in rock and roll. And you got Doctor My Eyes. You've got a whole bunch of Elton John songs. You've got Let It Be. There are so many good ones. So I wanted to get an expert's view. But maybe next
Richard.
Time with
yeah.
me.
Yeah, put Little Richard in there.
You think when pianos. I said we're wrapping up with him that he just hung up?
I think his phone was going in and out, and we lost him.
All right. Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Yeah. It's
I think he just didn't want to answer Jeff's question.
I might be.
That's just my opinion.
I do ask the tough questions.
You do.
It's better than saying next question. You just hang up.
That's right.
All right. We'll come back with hour number two, Jive Talk. Thank you, Jack, for setting that up and for helping us out with that interview. Always greatly appreciated. Hour number two of the drive coming up. We're going to give away tickets right now to see Sebastian Maniscalco. You can't buy them in a ticket office yet, but they will be sold right here on the drive September 12th. And when is this show, Tommy?
Yeah, it's in September. Orpheum Theater.
Okay.
A great comedian. If you like comedians, check him out on YouTube.
Thank you, Jack. You saved me.
Because you will like this guy, and you can win the tickets before you can buy them right
now. 869 to win the tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco before you can buy them. Max will have that information. Call to win. Caller number two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.